Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, if you put a .com on the end of that, they can find you online, can't they?
That would be the one, absolutely.
Say it again.
Chiefhomeofficer.com.
There you go. What do they find when they get there?
Find a lot of content, always updating, a lot of the blogs I put up there, the resources, what we call the blog roll, which are some of the resources I refer people to help them run their own small businesses, not the least of which is Small Business Advocate. So they find a lot of really good sources out there and a few questionable ones.
And
so
the
it's
books.
All good.
And the books, too, right?
And the books, the content, everything is up there.
All that stuff, folks, is chiefhomeofficer.com. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out, too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Hey, Jeff, you are a micropreneur. You are a classic micropreneur. You are a party of one, a charmed quark, as my friend Rich Galen would call himself. He is, too. And you know you're the CEO and the janitor and the accountant and the receptionist. You got all that together, and I was like that for a long time.
Right.
I've got a small organization. It's a classic small business with some employees, but I remember being a party of one, and I remember you were talking earlier about how much business how business is picking up and you're about to get maxed out and with what you can deliver, you know, in a reasonable time. And so I remember those days when I would get so busy and of course when you get like that you have to bear down and get the work done, but that often prevents you from doing the kind of prospecting and marketing that of course I guess maybe in the old days we didn't have social media, but it sort of I remember going in cycles where I had all the work I could do, and then I'd deliver that work, and then I'd say, "Where's the next work?"
Right.
And I realized that I had focused on the work, which I loved, and I had not focused on the prospecting, which I didn't love so much.
Well, and therein lies the dilemma of any small business. Certainly bigger businesses that can either ramp up or have the flow or the capability or have teams to handle all these different things, you know, they don't face it like we do. But, yeah, I mean, you know, with social media, we have the ability to handle much of this more simply and the marketing more effectively. But You got three or four or five lines in the water. You're out on a boat. You have a bunch of lines in the water. Then two of them hit. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're alone and two of your lines hit, what are you going to do? You know, so some of what I do is, you know, I'll be honest and I'll take on just a little more than I can deliver.
You got to overbook a little bit.
You got to overbook. So I'll take on a little bit more than I can deliver, and that
because you can sleep 4 hours instead of 6 hours and make that happen.
Absolutely, and being a soloist, you know this as well as many of my clients, that it's not uncommon to receive an email from me at 4 or 5 a.m. because that's when I'm working, or 9 or 10 at night because that's when I'm working. And if I get my 4 to 6 hours of sleep, that's fine. And it's in as anyone who works solo or works whatever, from a home office or otherwise, or occasionally works from home, you know, nothing is better than that pre-7, 8, 9 a.m. hours when you can work and it's quiet out and the phone's not ringing and people aren't bugging and hucking you, whatever.
Oh yeah, so, no. That's what I used to do. I mean, in fact, when I first started my business, I would prospect all day and do the work at night.
Right, right.
Tuck my kids into bed, and go down to the office and in my home office and work all night.
Well, and I think that's what we have to realize is that, you know, even when things are really busy, like they are for me and like they are for you and like they are for others who have worked hard to build the pipeline, this is not luck. You know, I think the Chinese call it luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Right.
You know, you're ready for things to happen. So this is not a matter of straight luck. We've made it so. Now we have to deliver. And we have to realize that, you know, we'll deliver on what we get. And if we get too much, you negotiate it. You triage the work. You say, I got a client prospect who came in, said they want their website redone. It's going to be a big chunk of change, but I was honest with her. I said, look, we need to schedule a meeting for about 3 weeks or a month down the road, mm-hmm. and then I can deliver thereafter. But if I do it for you now, my current clients will suffer, and I will do no you.
And
do
the
you
truth
no justice.
Is, she feels better about the phone call she made, knowing that you're not sitting there waiting on somebody to call.
Right.
If you're in demand, you're the right person for her.
Right.
That's another thing to remember, folks. You know, maybe not that you don't play games with your customers, your clients.
Right.
But don't be afraid to admit that you're busy.
Right.
That you've got a lot. And I wouldn't say I'm busy. I wouldn't say I'm slammed. I would say, you know what? I've already got a bunch of commitments that
right.
I've made that are going to take me through about 3 weeks from now. Can we start thinking about, you know, getting together in 3 weeks or a month or whatever, and then talk about our timeline from there forward?
Right.
That kind of comments of responses back to folks makes him say, "Whoa, this guy's in demand. I've got the right guy."
They're confident in what they've gotten. I think the difference is between being hungry, which we all need to be hungry, and seeming starving. And in this instance, you know, I've blogged about that, where if you seem starving and you're, persistent,
right.
even to the point of being a pest and looking for work, versus being hungry, or in this instance, being full. You know,
right.
having a full plate and letting people know, we can work together. Let me clear my plate
right.
from, you know, current, you know, loyal clients, mm-hmm. and I want to bring you on. Let's set up a time, and then you make time to make that happen. And we all know our industry.
Yep.
We know how to sort of massage deadlines and,
hey,
you know.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely, Jim.
Website, quickly, one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Jeff Sabar, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.